This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeff Rappaport reporting for AvWeb from SunFun 2017, Lakeland, Florida. I'm here with Paxton Calvanese, creator of the WX24 Pilot app. Paxton, why another weather app?
Hi, Jeff. So this project started out of, I guess, my frustration with the current systems of evaluating pre-flight weather. I live in Chicago. My typical mission was to fly to the Rocky Mountains or the Gulf Coast of Florida. And then that's in a small plane. It's about a seven-hour flight with a stop. And I would look at a few en route tasks, air sigmets, prognosis charts, and with the en route tasks, you pull up a few of them, and you could look at the flight categories, but flight categories are somewhat meaningless. I'm really looking for a TS. If I'm flying with IFR, I'm looking for a TS, and there's a lot of stuff that's not illustrated in the flight categories. And I'm not talking about the regulation. I'm just talking about the practical realities of flying. The important stuff. Air sigmets, I found, to me, some of the problems were on the maps, you have no time information. And so, again, you might be looking at 10 different air sigmets, so you're trying to figure out, these may have just been issued, or they might, be 2 minutes from expiring, and you just can't get a quick glimpse by looking at a map from that, until you start digging into the details. And then, at that point, you're looking at Zulu, and you're converting times. And so even pulling up back to the tasks, tasks represents the most actionable information we as pilots have to look at, right? There's very specific information in that. And so even finding a handful of en route tasks is a pain in the neck. I'm not just looking on the flight path, I'm looking 50 miles out, right? It's, sometimes, I know my flight planning is, dead on to the second, but sometimes the weather's, fast or slow, right? And so I want to get, 50, 100 miles out to get a feeling for, what's coming or, like I said, if the weather's fast or slow. So essentially, I designed this app for myself initially because I just, and by the time you've done this whole process of pre-flight, just looking at the weather on the 1,000-mile trip, everything's changed anyway, right? So constantly, it's just such a constant effort. And it's not difficult, it's just time-consuming and tedious. And so as a software developer, I decided, I knew there was a better way. To me, when you talk about tasks and time forecast, you're talking about time. You can't separate the two. And so it just made sense to put it around to render a task around 24-hour clock, right? And then just break out the different segments and illustrate, the flight categories and then all the data, the cloud layers, weather conditions, and that type of thing. And same with the sigmet. So, I have this model of a 24-hour clock on the circle view. And the air sigmets will represent, it's a totally different way of looking at weather. And essentially, it parses a ton of weather information and presents it in just a very visual interface that you can get, initially I got a very quick view of to make a go, no-go decision.
Paxton, you mentioned earlier that you felt the concept of flight categories were more or less meaningless. How does the WX24 app get you to a place where you have meaningful information?
So I should probably explain that. So if you're IFR, right, file IFR like I do most of the time, you really don't care about VFR, marginal VFR. you really care just about the ceilings. And if you're a VFR pilot, you probably want to have a little higher threshold than just what's illustrated in IFR, flight category. And so, aside from the regulation, when you look about the practical realities of flying, there was really only two concerns. Conditions that will kill you and conditions that will just scare you to death, right? If they kill you, you probably don't fly. If they scare you to death, you fly, but you just monitor those situations more closely. And, after that, nothing really matters in regards to weather, right? Another thing with flight categories, typically I would, you could see VFR in every direction, but there could be thunderstorms, high surface winds, and other dangerous conditions. So I developed the concept, what I did in the app was personal minimums and personal warnings. So a minimum would be, you could set up 20 different parameters and it would analyze the task for, to look for that TS or that, FG, right? Or the plus sign for heavy precipitation. You can set your own ceilings and visibility, and it will give you, it's almost like creating your own flight category with 20 different parameters, stuff that's more meaningful to pilots, you know, for pre-flight weather. And then I have a concept of warnings. So those are rendered in black in the app, and the warnings are rendered in gray, and that's that would indicate conditions that were, you know, you just want to monitor more closely.
How's the app been doing in popularity? People downloading it, using it?
Yeah, I get a ton of downloads. Every time it's mentioned, I get, you know, ton of downloads. There's one of my challenges is because it's a totally different way of looking at aviation weather. You know, every time you kind of change people's way of thinking, you always get resistance. And I find that pilots, like most other people, you know, they give it about 3 seconds, and if they don't understand it, you know, immediately, they dismiss it. So I spent, you know, 2016 doing a lot of updates and maturing the product. Now I'm shifting gears to more. Doing some tutorials, more in-depth. I'll be doing a bunch of videos on YouTube and helping bridge that gap. Whenever I go to shows like this, when I can get the pilot's attention for, you know, a few minutes, then the lights turn on. When I explain it and I explain why things are they are and lay it out, it's like everybody's pretty amazed. You know, I get a great response.
In fact, in terms of aviation information, what else is out there that could be better displayed you might want to work on next?
Prior to working on this one, so I'm a data visualization guy. I had looked at IFR approach plates, and I think that probably when I was getting my IFR rating, there's so much information in an approach plate that doesn't, you know, I just fly a small airplane. I don't care about categories B, C, and D, right? And so this information that while you're in plane flying, you still have to look at it. And so I developed like a prototype on the iPad of a system that just presented the information. Again, a totally different way of looking at approach plates. And it just kind of filtered out the unnecessary noise presents it. So I haven't released that. I'm just in prototype with that. I'll see how this app does, and then I'll pursue that one.
Great. I hope to see it. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Thanks.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.